Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and broadcasting worldwide on this 26th day of August 2014 edition. Larry Elder, syndicated talk show host, who's been eloquently exposing what's really happening, what's really going on in Ferguson and other hot spots around the country, will be popping in for 30 minutes. We're also going to be talking to Leanne McAdoo and John Bowne, who are reporting from the epicenter of the 6.1 earthquake that hit. And even mainline analysts are saying is a harbinger of much larger earthquakes. And we have top regulators saying that there are many reactors in Southern and Northern California that if they're hit by a 7.0 or more, will probably melt down and explode. So we're going to be talking to folks on the street to see if they're concerned about that, because why build reactors on a fault line and in a tsunami zone? Why build reactors on one of the biggest and most unstable fault lines in the world out in California? Not just the San Andreas fault line, but others. We're going to be looking at that today. Also, we're going to be looking at the latest on Islamic State. Now we're hearing they got some type of Stinger missiles from Syria. Not from Benghazi, not from our traitorous government. And that Obama wants to bomb Syria to protect the world from ISIS directly out of 1984. We've always been at war with Eurasia. We've always been at war with East Asia. We've never been at war with Eurasia. War is peace. That's a quote from a radio broadcast in 1984, where mid-sentence, we've got to attack Assad, he's evil, he's horrible, we've got to bomb Syria to protect Assad, he's wonderful, Putin is right, on and on and on. It is total manipulation. I want to break that down. Also, Bill Gates' wife, and he donate $1 million to just one gun control initiative in Washington State. They're doing this all over the country, but this is in the Associated Press, so I thought I'd point out what Warren Buffett and people are up to. Warren Buffett, speaking of that, is helping grease the skids and financing moving Burger King ownership and Burger King, I guess you'd say where it's based, to Canada. And that's the type of thing that upsets the public. Warren Buffett, that's all he does. He's the guy with George Soros that financed the killing of the Keystone Pipeline so that Canadian oil would not be brought down through pipelines to the United States to lower our prices, but that it would be shipped by train, which he makes money off of with Soros, to Canada's West Coast, loaded on super tankers and taken to Japan and China. So how does Warren Buffett make money? By controlling government regulators, shutting down his competition. How does General Electric make money? They go out and have federal regulators shut down the power plants they don't own. What happens then? They can up capacity and charge you more because there's not, what did John D. Rockefeller the first call it? A sin. There's no sin. There's no heresy. There's no heretics here in the New World Order. Competition is a sin. Then they blame the collapsing system on capitalism. When, what did George Orwell, who was MI6, well, OSS, what did he call it? What did he call the system we're under? He had a name. He had a name for it. And we're going to be going over that coming up today. But it is collectivism of the oligarchs. Stay with us.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code FREEDOM to receive a 15% discount at gusset.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security while sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Fitting that a free screen should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
It's kickoff, my friends, of another live global worldwide transmission on this Tuesday, the 26th day of August, 2014, I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have a lot of news, obviously, to cover today, from new anti-gun initiatives here in the United States to the latest migration of corporations from the United States, with Burger King leaving, working with Warren Buffett to transfer itself to Canada. We have the feds announcing you will not be allowed to board an airplane by 2016 without a national ID card. That dovetails with the illegals allowed to fly without IDs. We're going to be breaking it all down here today. But first off, if you just tuned in, we introed the transmission with a movie trailer for 1984, the 1950s version, based on the 1948 book by Eric Blair, pen name George Orwell. He He came from an elite technocratic science family, was in British intelligence and then in propaganda at the BBC during World War II. And the book itself is a decoding by an inner party member of exactly the Ingsoc or Fabian socialist mindset for the world. And Orwell, before he died, about a year after publishing the book, wrote essays that you can pull up online or buy in different volumes, where he pointed out that the book is what he believed the world would end up looking like. You can then also hear a famous speech he gave shortly before his death in 1962 in Berkeley by Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, describing the fact that he and Orwell debated which future would become reality. And Huxley said that it would be his future of the technotronic, genetically engineered, drugged population. But you have to understand, when you read Brave New World, written in 1932, and you think, man, a lot of this has come true. When you read 1984 with black helicopters flying around looking through your windows and microphones hidden in your walls and on street corners inside lampposts, you have to understand, both men worked in the highest levels of global government. Both men were Fabian socialists in the inner halls of the elite. Huxley's brother, Julian, ran the UN's UNESCO program as director general. And so when you read those, there's a reason you see so many movies and so many other books basically based on that template, because you're reading a parable or a gestalt, a revelation of the method of what is going to be done to you. Now, Orwell said he was against it. Huxley would say, I'm against it if you're good enough to stop it. And then he laughed at the graduate students, the PhD students, the people going for their PhDs. You can go hear the whole hour-long speech at Berkeley, and basically said, I don't think you're smart enough to do anything about this. You'll probably just go along with it. So they have this weird rule where they've got to tell you what they're doing to you before they do it. Just like in metaphysical laws, in the allegory of the vampire, which is really the allegory of the sociopath, the allegory of the psychopath, the allegory of the borderline personality disorder, and that whole constellation of anti-human humans. They've got a, hey, I'm your next door neighbor. Would you like to invite me in for tea? Yeah, come on in. They've got to tell you what they're going to do. That's why there's hundreds of movies and hundreds of books and more than 10 TV shows the last decade where The End of Humans, The World Without Us, book on tape. How beautiful, how wonderful. There's too many of us. I mean, who can deny the earth would be better off without all these people? Getting us to accept this Brave New / 1984 / THX1138 / Hunger Game. When you read the UN Biological Diversity Assessment, the full document, I have screenshots of it in my 1996 TV show, but also in the film Endgame, 2001. Where, I mean, I zoom in on it, on the document. I show it to you where they say, we may just use war to exterminate most of the people or a bioweapon, or we may have like a Logan's Run type deal where you have a lottery for who gets killed, or we may just go like with the Aztecs and have ritualized sacrifice cities. That's probably the best model with these big execution games like the Romans had. When you read the Biological Diversity Assessment and what they propose for the new culture, it's Hunger Games. Districts. And only certain districts are allowed to produce certain goods, so the globalists control all the districts, and all the districts need each other so that we then need the elite, because they are the only ones that know how to run the interlocking districts. You see that in the film with James Caan from the mid-1970s, Rollerball, where each district is run by a main city. And one city is energy, one is technology, one is military. That's globalism. That's the modern mercantilism system where they would not let things like the colonies in 1770 or so produce any finished goods. That all the raw goods had to be sent back to London, England, where they were then finished so that they had dominance and control over the world. Of course, you don't let people have their own factories. So that's the system that we're going under. And the reason I opened the broadcast today with 1984 is because if you look at what's happening in the news, just a year ago, in fact, less than a year ago, last summer, at the end of summer and into September and into October, they were on the news saying we've got to attack Syria right now or they're going to attack the United States or Israel when Syria was doing nothing. And we've got to take the government out. And then now a year later, we're being told we've got to take out and have bombings inside Syria because Assad and Putin were right about ISIS being bad. We've got to bomb them. And then we're being told, oh my gosh, ISIS broke into Syrian military bases. They have MPAD Stinger missiles. No, they got those from the West. But now everyone's going to ask, why did the Al-Qaeda people, that's who they are, have the Stingers? Oh, they got them from Assad. See, we've got to go in and bomb these bases because Al-Qaeda's in them. This is how dumb they think you are. Here are the headlines. Islamic State might have taken advanced MPADs from Syrian airfield. That's in the Associated Press. ISIS demands $6.6 million ransom for 26-year-old American woman. Oh, we've got to do something. Louis Gohmert warns of terrorist threat along Texas-Mexico border. U.S. forces move into Syria. Obama paves ways for airstrikes, sending in surveillance jets, despite Assad warning that any attack will be seen as aggression. Oh, yeah, they'll bomb Assad forces who are fighting ISIS because they know the public is so, not even dumbed down, but just so accustomed to being lied to with this little quote. We've always been at war with Eurasia. We've always been at war with East Asia. We've never been at war in Eurasia. And that's from 1984 as Winston is listening to a radio broadcast in his kitchen and they change midstream just to train the public to live in fantasy land. What does Obama say? 2 + 2 = 5. That's taught in school. Perpetual war. In 1984, there is a perpetual war among Oceania, Eurasia, and East Asia. The superstates, which emerged from the atomic global war, the book, the theory, and practice of oligarchical collectivism by Emmanuel Goldstein, which is really what 1984 is. It is the book explaining oligarchical collectivism. And Orwell's telling you that in the book. Explains that each state is so strong it cannot be defeated, even with the combined forces of the two superstates, despite changing alliances. To hide such contradictions, history is rewritten to explain that the new alliance always has been so, and that populaces are accustomed to doublethink and accept it. So they practice lies openly, training you. The war is not fought in Oceania, Eurasia, or East Asia territory, but in the Arctic waste and other disputed zones, just like we fight the Middle East. The sea and land in North Africa and Australia. At the start, Oceania and East Asia are allies combating Eurasia in Northern Africa and the Malabar coast. That alliance ends and Oceania allied with Eurasia fights East Asia, a change which occurred during the Hate Week dedicated to creating patriotic fervor for the party's perpetual war. The public are blind to the change. In mid-sentence, an orator changes the name of the enemy from Eurasia to East Asia without pause. We've always been at war with East Asia. Nowadays, they just say conspiracy theory 2 plus 2 does not equal 4, and the public says 2 plus 2 equals 5, Big Brother, devil's less good. It's mind control.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of all.
Here's the headlines up on DrudgeReport.com. That's where I'm going next. Greasy Burger King to quit USA over taxes, Buffett to finance the move, and the $12 or $11 million purchase of the Canadian company they're buying, U.S. tax rate over 40% versus Canada's 26%. That's right. Hatch, the senator, is calling for an overhaul. Canadians are squeamish over takeover. Well, it's going home. Burger King's always been a Britishly held company. I'm not against the British. I'm not an Anglophile either. But the Queen of England divested 5 years ago in her majority ownership of it. So the pun is really true that it is a royal company. Just like Dutch Royal Shell and BP are both majority owned by the Queen of England. The other owner is then her cousin, Queen Beatrix. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up. But their state money is a state secret. And, of course, they're tax exempt. You know who else is tax exempt, of course. That's Warren Buffett. Most of his companies are already tax exempt. That's why he's the biggest lobbyist in the U.S. on record, underwriting this week on ABC News and other programs on CNN. I see news articles all the time and read the bottom, and it's financed by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that he heads up and that he's given about $40 billion to, tax-free, so he can then leverage out all the other businesses. He only gives the profit, ladies and gentlemen, into those companies and then uses it to be able to take over other companies. So continuing, these are not the altruistic people that they claim they are. You always read on elitist bios that they are, what's the term you use for somebody that gives money as their profession? Yes, yes, a philanthropic philanthropist. I was having one of those brain flatulations, as they call it. Here's just an example today. They've been doing this since the 80s. Most of the IRS criminal investigators go after blue collar. You can look that up. There are almost no white-collar investigators. The few that are there are used politically to target libertarians and conservatives and family-held companies that aren't globalist. You merge with a globalist company, you play ball with them, you get left alone. Your company gets bought out by a big globalist company. That's one of the fringe benefits. You still get to head it up. You still get your paycheck. You lay off most of your employees, and then you don't have to pay taxes anymore. You're just left alone. That's why it's come out in the news that over half of Congress doesn't pay taxes or is a decade or more behind. See, that's 1984, folks, where Warren Buffett is constantly hyping raising taxes on, quote, rich people. He means people making $125,000 a year or more. That's the middle class, the upper middle class for most people. That's the folks that actually keep the economy going. That group is dwindling. Warren Buffett is in a jihad, or I guess you'd use the term crusade, an all-out war on the middle class. And he gives money, hundreds of millions to abortion every decade, hundreds of millions to gun control. Do you know who the biggest financiers? Because I read who underwrites the Violence Policy Center, Handgun Control Incorporated, and the others. You know who finances Battleground Texas to turn it blue and take the guns? Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, but you never hear the big national talk show host talking about them. Because let me tell you, you don't mess with the big kingpins. I mean, here's a KOMO News, AP article. Bill Gates and his wife donate $1 million for a total of $6 million in Initiative 594 in Washington State to ban the private transference of guns. Cannot give your son or daughter a gun, shuts down gun shows. Isn't that just cupcake sweet? Oh, neighbor calls cops on boy's lemonade stand. Police come, and well, you know what happened. I just thought I see those articles every day or two. I saw an article where kids were fighting in their front yard with oars, having a fake sword fight. An armored vehicle came. But foreign bankers are tax exempt, looting the country with banker bailouts. You're not going to hear a word, because here's Reuters. They're too busy going after the Tea Party right now. IRS enforcement agent numbers could drop to lowest levels since the 70s. Oh, guess what? All the other government budgets are swelling. They're going to cut white-collar fraud and NASDAQ and stock market investigators. That's right. They're getting rid of their high-level criminal investigations unit. So there you go. They're cutting billions of dollars from that. Just thought I'd mention that. See how the world really works, folks? The rest of the story.
We're on the
Paul
march.
Paul Harvey would say.
The Empire's
stay
on the
stay with us.
Run.
We got our reporters in California.
Alex Jones and
huge
the
news
GCN
on the
Radio
reactors.
Network.
Huge news on the reactors. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my super male vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
By the way, coming up at the start of the next segment, I'm going to plug some of our new affiliates. One of them is Oklahoma City, carrying us live. So we'll tell you how you can tune in when you're in Oklahoma or if you live in and around Oklahoma City with a big new affiliate. That is coming up, so get your pens and paper ready for that information. I want to go to our reporters who are on the ground in Napa Valley where... as you know, that earthquake hit on Sunday. Here are some of the headlines dealing with that. This is out of Reuters today, and this is why I sent our reporters out there to begin with, because I was aware of this information. U.S. inspector wanted reactor shutdown on quake fears report. A federal nuclear inspector urged U.S. regulators to shut down a California nuclear power plant until tests showed its reactors could withstand shocks from nearby earthquake faults, according to the Associated Press and an environmental group. William Peck's calls to close the Diablo Canyon power plant in San Luis Obispo County, gotta love the name of where it's at, Diablo Canyon, was in a report he made to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in 2013, the AP reported on Monday, a day after a strong earthquake shook California's Napa Valley region. And I'm not against nuclear power if it was done right. But why did they build six reactors on a fault line in a tsunami zone in Japan? Why do we have a bunch of reactors on fault lines in California? It's not like they're built in the Midwest or something where they don't really have earthquakes very often and don't have big fault lines. There are a few, and some of those have become active. And all the major earthquake experts, mainline geologists, mainline seismologists, are on record saying that all those plates are basically colliding with each other right now. There hasn't been a big earthquake in many areas of Northern California since the 80s, but that the whole region is due for a major event. In fact, the whole of North America, that's why we're suddenly seeing earthquakes in Missouri and earthquakes in Oklahoma and earthquakes in Texas and earthquakes in New York, and we're seeing all these weird sinkholes, and we're seeing, most importantly, that's why we're seeing, most importantly, things unfold like the Yellowstone supervolcano as that begins to just basically rise and fall at the same time. And most mainline analysts say that it's literally, time for folks to brace for that thing to go sky high. And if it does, it could destroy most of the United States and cause a new ice age, it is predicted. And that's mainline scientists. Now, when they say it's due, that's in the next 100 to 1,000 years. They're not sure. The big issue here is our universe is always changing, is always going through volatility. So when the United Nations says we need global carbon taxes because this summer is hotter than last summer or this winter is colder than last winter, it's asinine. They've gone from global warming to, quote, climate change, saying that any type of change is unnatural. The only thing that's not natural is change. And so we better all appreciate being alive today. We better all appreciate God's gift of consciousness and being here with our families and all the great experiences and all the great art and literature and food that we're able to have. But more importantly, our relationship we can have with our Creator and the fact that we have a soul. It is so wondrous to be alive. But anybody that tells you they can take your liberties away and keep you safe is going to deliver one thing, and that's tyranny. So here are some of the headlines. U.S. inspector wanted reactor shut down on quake fears. We're sending our reporters down there in 2 days to go specifically to that Southern California plant. This is the same plant where they have had it leaking before a few years ago, and they have alarms that go off, and it was scaring the local beachfront town. And so the feds said, well, we're going to turn the alerts off because it's scaring people. So they're violating federal law. I'm not against nuclear power, but I'm against it now because they don't care and let them leak and let them melt down and don't maintain them. And the regulations have been watered down because these corporations running them are crazy. Are earthquakes on the rise? CNN asked. Is California's big one coming? Then they go to the analyst saying yes, that the computer models show that from Peru to Chile to Iceland, worldwide, the great ring of fire that California borders and the Pacific Rift is heating up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just saying be aware of it. Los Angeles awaits earthquake that could be the big one. The London Telegraph reports a megaquake in America's second most populous city is long overdue, and the 50-year-old buildings could come crashing down, killing thousands. Oh, yeah. They've had earthquakes in India and Pakistan and Afghanistan and Iran that killed 10, 30, 40,000 at a pop. By the way, earlier when I said Warren Buffett has given over $100 million the last few years to abortion, I was wrong. Fox News has the headline. It's $1.2 billion to abortion and over $500 million to groups that want to ban our guns. I mean, I don't try to demonize Warren Buffett, but man, he's got this PR image, this sweet little man. This guy runs the Democratic Party, basically. In fact, he out-Soroses Soros. You know, Wonder Twins activate? Well, how about Wonder Quad, you know, Triplets activate? You got Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and George Soros are a menace to this country and the world's freedoms. Here's another one. Napa earthquake hastens call for warning system. The other warning system that cost billions gave people a 12-second warning. What is that going to do? Well, what's really important, AP, Reuters also reports, Napa Valley bottle shock as quake shatters prize wine collections. Oh, boo-hoo. USGS records 125 North Bay earthquakes following Napa tremor, with more to come, with a 2.0 aftershock today. In fact, some of them, that was right in San Francisco. Some are as high as 3.0. So this is all going on right now. I want to tell you about one of our new affiliates. I'll tell you about some more coming up later in the broadcast. KZLS, KZLS. Please tell your friends and family about KZLS. If you don't live in Oklahoma, but you have friends and family that do, tell them to tune in to KZLS 1640 AM, Oklahoma City, now carrying the Alex Jones Show live, 11 AM to 2 PM Central Standard Time. And I want to send a tweet out at Real Alex Jones telling folks that they can tune in with a link to KZLS's website so folks can find their audio streams there. And again, we always do this. That's why so many new affiliates are picking us up. We need listeners in Oklahoma City because we've been on the air there years ago. And the station sold. We need folks to become sponsors immediately. Station didn't ask for that, but I want people to step up, local businesses, and don't just tell friends and family about the station. Step up and become sponsors today. And then tell your entire email list, your Facebook, your Twitter. You got an old MySpace account, whatever you're using, your Pinterest, your Instagram, to tune in to KZLS 1640 AM, Oklahoma City, carrying this show live, ladies and gentlemen. The Eagle, AM 1640. Be sure and get that done. We will retweet their Twitter and be sure and follow that station right there. Very exciting, getting new affiliates all the time. But I tell you, Oklahoma, some of the most libertarian, patriotic, conservative folks out there, and it's time to really get the word out. So that's another major victory in the info war, and we thank the good Lord above. Larry Elder's coming up at the bottom of the next hour to talk about race relations and how the Democratic Party, in his words, is trying to stir black people up and make them angry. We've got Louis Farrakhan making some of the most incendiary comments I've ever heard out of his mouth. And this is a guy who's plugged my radio show, The Nation of Islam. I don't know what that means. I mean, listen, I don't want to get in a fight with Louis Farrakhan. He actually talks about the private Federal Reserve back when nobody did. He does a lot of good things. But for everything good he does something just as incendiary, just as wild. Is it to get attention? Because Farrakhan attacks Arabs, Chinese, Koreans, Indians, whites in Ferguson rant. And, you know, I disagree with him because, you know, you got a white guy that got shot and killed by the cops out in California right around the same time, Dylan Taylor. No one's been talking about that. And you don't see people rioting. And it does look like the police told the truth in the Brown case. Does that mean that police aren't militarized and things aren't out of control? No. You know, Farrakhan and others know that I criticize the police state, but just criticizing police individually or making it a black versus white thing, I really, that is not the case. I mean, I've been in New York City and had black and white cops treat me just as bad as I've seen them treat black people on television clips. And you do see black folks getting choked to death and raped with plungers and everything else. I got some bad news for you. You got bad cops doing that to everybody because they're not held accountable, and it's very scary. So that's coming up as well. But we're joined by Leanne McAdoo. Then coming up, we'll be joined in the start of the next hour by John Bound to give us his take on things. Who's there with her? They're both taking turns behind camera and there on screen. Leanne McAdoo, I know you're going to go down to Southern California in a few days and investigate this nuke plant right on this fault line that's set to go any time. Stan Deo, we never even played the clip yesterday. I'm going to play it later in the next hour. He predicted 3 months ago, we have the date, that this would happen and even pick the region. And he's just saying, get ready, because the blink of an eye is a couple-year period. But sometime in the next few years, he and others believe, and now even mainline seismologists believe, the big one. We're talking an 8.0, 9.0, who knows, is going to hit California and possibly could actually create an island. I mean, California, bridges could be cut. Areas could actually slide into the ocean. And we know historically this does happen. And hope it doesn't happen while you're out there, Leanne.
Well, that's what we were thinking. John actually just let me know that there was another earthquake early this morning that we slept right through. So they're happening all the time. More than 125 have happened within 24 hours after this quake. So Leanne McAdoo reporting for Infowars.com. I'm standing right at the corner of Main and 2nd Street here in downtown Napa. Behind me, you can see the crumbling facade of some of the city's oldest buildings. And about a square mile area is all roped off. You can see buildings everywhere with yellow tape or red tape, meaning that those buildings will probably have to come down. The building directly behind me, we were told that they had about a 35-year moratorium where they didn't have to upgrade and retrofit their building to comply with the earthquake standards. But of course, that just recently expired, and I guess they didn't have time to get them retrofitted. You can see some of the buildings are standing, and that business owner there told us that he just recently completed his retrofitting earlier this year. It was obviously money well spent, because you can see these gorgeous historic buildings just in crumbles behind me.
All right, reporting from downtown Napa. Now continuing here with Leanne McAdoo. Leanne, California is already seeing a huge exodus of their entertainment industry. They're seeing a huge exodus of people, period, because of the high taxes and regulations. I was reading in this report out of the LA Times that upwards of half of Los Angeles is 1950 or earlier, and they predict will collapse or partially collapse, quote, killing thousands. That's my big concern. I know you're going to go talk to some professors and others. Have you had a chance to talk to locals yet?
Yes, we spoke with a few locals, a few families here. Some of the locals, men, were brought to tears just recalling their experience, saying they had lived through other earthquakes before, but this was the one that they thought was going to crush them. This was the one they thought was going to kill them. And then we have families where the fault line, it just is going directly through their neighborhood, streets, from street to street. You can see the direct fault line just going right through people's homes, raising the sidewalks in some areas 3 feet off the ground, pushing their homes off the foundation a foot to up to 3 feet for some of the older homes. It's just been pretty incredible. People are not entirely with water, but they do have power. But what we saw, it was pretty remarkable, because so many people were dumping off their television sets that were broken and all of their things. People were outside. They were helping their neighbors. They were playing outside. The kids weren't, you know, huddled around the TV set. So what we've seen is families just opening up their homes. They invited us in for something to drink and really just rebuilding their community. And that's kind of a testament, like when the stuff hits the fan, the only thing these people have is each other. Because there really is no way to, you can't evacuate. There's no warning signal that an earthquake is coming. So they're testing, beta testing one of these equipment that will give a warning signal. And it was here in Berkeley, which is about 40 miles away. And that was successful. It did give the lab there a 10-second warning, but that would have been completely useless to people here in Napa. They would have had a 1 second to half of a second warning.
Sure. Putting the shocks in, putting in the anti-earthquake systems has some effect from what I've read and with bigger buildings, but California just doesn't have the money to retrofit all these buildings. That's part of building a modern civilization on the edge of an area that has earthquakes. And that's my concern and top regulators' concern is that California's built a whole bunch, it's more than seven, nuclear reactors on or right beside fault lines. And if there's a major earthquake, we're talking about meltdowns here. And then the winds blow across from west to east, the trade winds, we're all going to be radiated.
Right. Mother Nature bats last. That's what we're hearing around here. I mean, who cares about Ebola? Who cares about ISIS? Who cares about Obama's failed policies when you've got Mother Nature to worry about?
Well, government wants us to think about them all day because then they can act like they control reality. But
right.
You know, having Google spy systems doesn't allow them to control the Earth's magnetic-type activities. We'll be back with Leanne McAdoo with more from California, site of the 6.1 earthquake.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right for months. Have you ordered yours yet? We live in a politically and economically troubled world. You should be preparing for an uncertain future. Right now is the time to start freeze drying your own food so you can become self-reliant. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to HarvestRight.com while supplies last. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from HarvestRight.com. Mention this ad and save $200 through August.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But
my friends, our eyes are attacked more and more, and at InfoWars Life, we set out to develop with the known medical research that's on record to put the highest concentrations of organic high-quality compounds into a daily pill that has been proven with these compounds to help your eyes and help maintain the quality of your eyes. And we have developed Ocupower, and we've only had it for less than a week, and two-thirds of it is sold out. We will order more next time, but obviously when we come up with something new, we order a limited amount. I want to thank you all for ordering Ocupower, and I want to get your take on it, get your views on it. But before we go any further, I just want to invite you to try Ocupower for yourself, X2, nascent iodine as well. We've also got the fluoride shield still discounted with the classic survival shield, nascent iodine, and so many other products at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the toll-free number is 888-253-3139. And then we also have super female vitality and super male vitality. You have all these compounds and estrogen mimickers bombarding us. This isn't a compound of super herbs concentrated. It is, but it's not super herbs concentrated that mimic testosterone. What it does is get your glands, Dr. Group believes, it certainly works for me, to release testosterone and to release other things that your glands should be releasing. That's why you've seen the rave reviews. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com is the big blanket umbrella site that has all the books, the films, the Mohan Labe t-shirts, the Made in America products, you name it. Okay, going back to Leanne McAdoo in this segment and the next, then John Bowne will join us for a segment, and we'll get back into the other news. I'm not here trying to wring my hands about California. We're all going to die. Comets might hit the Earth. A new ice age may come. Not in our lifetimes. Earthquakes happen, sure. But now we've got nuclear reactors. If there's a new Pompeii or a new Mount St. Helens or a new megaquake. And I think about the government response in California with, what is it, 35, 37 million people? How many live there? Let's look that up. I mean, it's going to be a time bomb because I believe the people would help each other. But if it's like Katrina, the feds are going to come in and just go door to door taking the guns. Leanne McAdoo?
Absolutely. Well, Leanne McAdoo reporting for InfoWars.com. I'm out here covering the aftermath of this 6.0 magnitude earthquake that struck the epicenter here.
And you're in Napa. You're in the center of Napa.
Absolutely. Right here downtown, this particular main street caught the brunt of it because it has the most of the historical buildings here. And you can see just bricks covering the streets here. And this, we're seeing this all over the area. Homes just shifted 3 feet off of their foundations. And the mayor was actually here earlier, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee. And he was in town not only to lend his support, but also to learn the lessons of how they can go ahead and retrofit San Francisco, because San Francisco has nothing but historical buildings. And that's part of the charm of San Francisco or cities like Napa. They have all these historical structures, but they're not properly retrofitted. And that, just like you're saying, it could be devastating for millions of people there. San Francisco has a huge population, most of them living in these older homes.
Yeah, when they have earthquakes in populated cities in Asia, sometimes 40,000 die. I mean, this is just a time bomb. But meanwhile, we're worried about Al-Qaeda, which our own government's funding, and that's coming up in the next hour. Stay there, Liam. We're going to come right back to you in 60 seconds. Second hour coming
up.
Thank you for listening. InfoWars.com. There's a bunch of news there I haven't covered yet. We're going to get to the other news. Stay with us.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code FREEDOM to receive a 15% discount at gusset.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Tell folks how you got introduced to Super Male, and then when Super Female came out, tell us what happened.
After I saw such a huge positive change in my husband, I had to try it for myself.
Talk about the effects.
I feel great when I wake up in the morning. I have drive to go to the gym. I feel like I look better. I feel better. I feel sexier. I love it.
Even if you don't believe in supplements, take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Male, a bottle of Super Female. Check it out for yourself. Consult your physician. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. This is life-changing.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Leanne McAdoo is reporting live from the center of downtown Napa, which is also the center of the 6.1 earthquake that hit Sunday. And what we do is cover issues that are important, in my view. Sometimes it's mainstream type stories like this, because I think it's important. My crew thinks it's important. Sometimes it's stories that nobody else is covering. So sometimes you'll see us chase, like a heat-seeking missile, to quote Matt Drudge, whatever the big story is. But sometimes you'll see us hammering something that we think is important to make it the big story. Coming up, Republican candidates are hyping up the Foley beheading, implying that Democrats aren't doing enough to fight terror. It's bipartisan at the leadership level funding Al-Qaeda. Just want to point that out. White Marine beaten by black mob in Michael Brown revenge attack. Racial attacks are popping up all over the country. But meanwhile, a black cop shoots a white teen in California. This happened a week ago with Dylan Taylor, and you don't see anybody rioting. Because, I mean, a lot of times, folks, if a white cop shoots a black person, it's not racially motivated. It doesn't have to turn into a race war each and every time this stuff goes on. Most of the white people in this country, I'll assure you, are not racist. But if you watch MSNBC and all their race baiting, you would believe that. So we'll talk about this and more with Larry Elder, always informative, black talk show host, best-selling author, who's been making big international headlines with his standoffs he's been having on CNN and others. That's coming up. But Leanne McAdoo, we're going to talk to John Bound coming up to get his breakdown of things there in Napa in a moment, our other reporter. Where are you going next? I know you guys are planning a lot of stuff, some man-on-the-street interviews to see what people are concerned about. You're going to put some reports out about Californians helping each other. My big issue is the next Californian Fukushima coming? In fact, I don't think it's a question. A California Fukushima is coming if they don't mothball these reactors. I mean, I'm not even a big fan of coal, but they're shutting off our coal plants while keeping reactors that are 35 years old that should have already been shut down running. Leanne McAdoo.
Leanne McAdoo for InfoWars.com. Again, I'm here in downtown Napa at the epicenter of this 6.0 magnitude earthquake covering this destruction. And yes, it is pretty, it just doesn't make much sense that they're here building these nuclear facilities along the Ring of Fire. It's got 75% of the Earth's volcanoes, 90% of the earthquakes, and yet here there are families and cities built all along these fault lines. And we spoke with some families last night. We're going to go back and speak with them again today. It's running right through their neighborhoods. And these are not, you know, a lot of people might think, oh, it's Napa. They're just rich people out there drinking wine all day. These are actually the working class families who run this whole wine industry. They're the ones that are out there at the vineyards and helping and the restaurants. It's a huge tourism industry here. So these are working class families that don't know how they're going to get fix their homes or find new water heaters or, you know, hopefully not be taken advantage of by a lot of the scam contractors that are out here trying to bid on jobs. So this is going to affect all of us.
Leanne, what's the schedule? I know you're going to go up and report on the Rothschild heir that died the day before the earthquake and tie that into Bohemian Grove and, you know, for a separate report because it's so interesting. You're very close to where Baroness Rothschild lived and Bohemian Grove. I guess that's going to be tomorrow. Or is that today? Because I want to give people the schedule. You're going to go to Southern California to that Devil's Canyon where they're saying if there's a big earthquake, that whole thing could blow up.
Absolutely. It's just where the stories are all around us. John Bowne is really going to be hitting hard about the Rothschild here. We got the a winery that we're going to be visiting as well that ties into that whole story. Pretty interesting to think about that occultic tie that here this one powerful Rothschild dies, and then we have this huge earthquake right here where she lived. But also we're going to be traveling down near Berkeley, maybe Caltech, to try and speak with an expert there and just find out when the next big...
Exactly. Great job, Leanne. We'll get more with you.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code FREEDOM to receive a 15% discount at gusset.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
They have a word for it, and it's called total treason. But from the perspective of the Mexican president and people like Governor Jerry Brown, they were never Americans to begin with. I cannot go to Mexico and get free health care or move there and become a citizen. I can't go to Nigeria. I can't go to Japan. I can't go to Russia. I can't go anywhere but a handful of Western nations and just instantly basically get a free ride. Mexico is a failed, collapsed country. Guatemala is even more failed and collapsed. Nicaragua and others are just absolute nightmare hellholes. I've been there. I recommend you go there. California is scary now. in Southern California with the crack streets and the smog and just the masses of people shuffling around aimlessly, homeless people everywhere. Then you go to Central and Northern California. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful state. Places like Santa Cruz, where we're on the radio, it is so picturesque, it makes your head spin. But you are seeing political treason right now. If they can bring in, California's 38 plus million people, that's the official new number, another 10 million, whatever, you've got an economic and political voting bloc that could do whatever they want. And they're moving to totally ban guns in California. They are moving to have forced inoculations, which have already begun, only state doing it. They are moving to claim that parental consent ends at 12, that the state can tell your kids what to do. Your child isn't an adult at 12. The state takes your child at 12. This is all happening in California, and then they're using the same political model to then flood surrounding states with a political bloc that will vote how they're told. Because they've branded, quote, Hispanic victory to leftist globalist policies. And it is game over for this country, just so everybody knows. The southern border is completely wide open. We are now 8 months into it being totally open, 6 months into the Border Patrol going public about it, and it's not even in the news anymore. Felons are released 30-plus thousand a month who have aggravated felonies, carjackings, assaults, child molestation. Every day I see regional news articles where they catch some guy who'd already killed two or three people or raped four or five women or raped six or seven little kids or robbed four or five banks. You see the headlines. And they're just released again. This is the end of the country. This is the order out of chaos. This is the plan. And isn't it fitting that California, the state that's killing America, is on the teetering edge of fault lines that are set to go at any time? Every expert, I've got CNN right here with their own experts, seismologists, geologists, saying that the big one is set to come. Los Angeles awaits earthquake that could be the big one, a megaquake. Is long overdue, is the headline. Is California's big one coming? CNN. And what is Obama worried about? Obama looks at introducing transgendered troops. Washington Examiner. Regardless what you think about transgendered people, this is just a political joke. Oh, we'll pay for your $50,000 sex change in most states, but we'll take an old lady's house if she doesn't pay income taxes. Oh, the IRS is laying off the rest of their criminal fraud investigators for rich people, for white-collared criminals. But audits of blue-collar workers are up. Oh, lemonade stands are illegal. Neighbors calls cops on boys' lemonade stand. Boys' entrepreneurial spirit angered at least one neighbor. Tampa Bay Times. See, you want to blame the police for all this? Here's a headline. Americans have little confidence or trust in police survey shows. Because they're, quote, increasingly militarized. Yeah, who militarized them? Who opened the borders? Who shipped in the drugs? Who destabilized the country? I love how Congress will come out and criticize the TSA. Who funded and created the TSA? Who could defund them? Who could change their policies in a day, Congress? But they act like, with their 6% approval rating, that, oh, it's the TSA. Oh, it's the cops. Yeah, it's the compartmentalized cops, who they've been transforming into a thug army without complete success. See, if we attack the police, I figured this out about 5 years ago. I was playing into the plan. If we get mad at the armored vehicles and the checkpoints and the violations of our rights and just blame them, the globalists win. You know why? Because that's meant to gang mentality, put them into their own thin black ski mask line, thin blue line, and be a self-fulfilling prophecy. As society collapses, they'll circle the wagons and a civil war will erupt. Who federalized the police? Who gave them the training? Who put the population on welfare? Who shipped the jobs overseas? Who dumbed the education down? The globalists, the New World Order, the people on top, not the police. And I'm not even defending the police here. I'm giving you cold, hard facts. Bill Gates runs American education. Warren Buffett, George Soros, who funds billions every decade for abortion? Who funds billions for gun control every decade? These people. Look at this headline. Bill Gates and his wife, in just one of hundreds of initiatives per year, give $1 million of $6 million to pass a gun show shutdown of Washington State. When this guy has a troop of armed bodyguards. These are predators. And now they want a bunch of desperate, starving people from collapsed third world countries to come in and to be given driver's license and voter IDs and be allowed to go out and vote. And then the illegals, until that happens, they're allowed to fly without driver's license. That was confirmed by the TSA last week. The document was made public via FOIA, what we already witnessed for a year and said. And why is that important? Because now the feds are announcing you've got to have a federally approved ID card, a national ID card, by 2016, or you won't be allowed to fly. If West Virginia and other states pass laws saying we're not going to have biometric systems, it's already verified and checked. The feds just give the illegals the cards. Then you can't fly. So citizens can't fly, but the illegals can, and they have the nerve to have Governor Jerry Brown to all Mexicans, to illegals, come here. Governor Brown to Mexican illegals, you're all welcome. You're all our children, even though 70% are teens or children. Mexican president calls for immigration reform, but I can't come to your country. I can't come to Pretty Boy's country. I can't come to Nito's country. Is that how you pronounce it? Pinay Nito, I'm pronouncing it wrong. This is at an end. It's about and only about a matter of justice for those who contribute so much to the development of the American society. Yeah, no, it's true. These immigrants on average work their butts off. They're not as spoiled as third or fourth or fifth generation Americans. I don't care what color they are, but it doesn't matter. I've seen the statistics. Their kids get even more spoiled. And we should kick everybody off welfare so that everybody isn't spoiled. It doesn't matter because the folks brag they work the system. The illegals brag they work the system. The dad goes out and works all day. And then mom collects welfare. And you could say, well, at least then they've got a nice truck and a nice house. I guess in a way, it is better than the welfare crowd. The problem is, and I'm going to skip this network break and go to John Bound, is they vote Pew Research 92% of the time. For everything the globalists want. Open borders, gun control, an end to private property, forced inoculation, abortion, which isn't even Latin American culture, the good parts of it. I've been pro-life, pro-family, a lot of common sense stuff. Man, you're going to take the corrupt Latin American culture and merge it with the eugenics culture? You're going to take the corrupt parts of it? Man, this is a nightmare. This country will be a living hellhole. But let's set all that aside. No other country's opened its border up like this. This is lawlessness. The feds are getting away with literal felonies. Smuggling of humans. As the heads of the Border Patrol have said, the Border Patrol completes the smuggling process. But you or I, regardless of what color we are, when we got the insurance, got the driver's license, pay all the taxes, play by the rules, we are thrown into the system because we're known as chumps. Warren Buffett doesn't pay taxes. He wants you to pay more. Warren Buffett pays to move Burger King to Canada, but talks about buying in America. It's all a sick joke. Now, joining us from California, ahead of Larry Elder, we're skipping this network break, is John Bound reporting from Napa to give us his breakdown on what he's witnessed since he's been there. And we've got a lot more coming up in the next few days. They're going to Bohemian Grove. They're going to check out the Rothschild area. She just died last Saturday, the day before the earthquake. One of the heads of the Rothschild dynasty who openly wore devil necklaces and Baphomet necklaces and the rest of it. It's just important to do a focus on this family while we're out there. And then we're also going to go down to the nuclear reactor that the feds say should have been shut down but didn't shut down, right on a major fault line. John Bound.
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com. We're here in the historic Napa, California downtown district, where just earlier this morning, a 3.9 aftershock hit around 5 a.m. As you may well know, or you may not, but people need to realize that the Ring of Fire is exploding. It is getting worse. The cancer is growing. The doctors, if you will, the seismologists, the scientists that are out there saying, look the other way, are now saying, yes, the big one's coming. We are 150 years overdue in the Ring of Fire for a 7.0 or greater. The Ring of Fire, if you're not aware of it, extends from Patagonia all the way up to Alaska, all the way over through Asia to Australia. And Iceland is right now seeing a volcano of magnificent proportions, and we may be feeling that here in California. The people that we spoke with yesterday, these neighborhoods that have been affected, the folks that are getting together and realizing that they have to work together in order to take care of their neighborhoods and take care of each other. When you look at their streets, small town America, working class, blue collar folks dealing with the fact that they've got to help their neighbor get his house together. Then he's got to, after he's worn out, come back and fix his house. Woman was injured. The injuries are escalating around here. They weren't just 120 injuries. It's escalating. There are more and more people that are injured. And with the aftershocks, there may be more injuries. But we're going to head towards Berkeley later on tomorrow. We're going to also go to the Rothschilds later today and head over to Bohemian Grove and take a look at the symbolic nature of the earthquakes, if you will. We'll have a deep report on that and the history of the Rothschilds and their significance here in this part of California. The significance of these earthquakes that people need to realize is that they are growing, especially in 2014 they've grown, and with the super volcano that we just realized is actually twice the size of what was reported in Yellowstone, could lay a 10-foot layer of ash over this entire country. It completely destroy, knock off California and send that into the ocean. Of course, we've always joked about California going to the ocean, but people need to realize that that may be coming very soon.
It is undoubtedly in the cards. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. It could be another 5,000 years. But there are a lot of islands off the coast of California that have elephant skeletons on them, mastodon skeletons on them, pygmy mastodons, all sorts of other animals, where parts of California have broken off before. There's all sorts of underwater islands that are pieces of California that have been breaking off for a very long period of time. And so the point is, we're just letting people know this is happening. Here's CNN. Is California's big one coming? That was the headline last night. Los Angeles awaits earthquake that could be the big one. A megaquake in America's second most populous city is long overdue, and 50-year-old buildings could come crashing down, killing thousands. That's why we're drawing attention to this, and why were nuclear reactors built on it? Hundreds of aftershocks in the last 3 days, 125 just in the North Bay as of this morning. And as you pointed out, one of them was over 3 on the Richter scale, 3.6, others above 2. Simply amazing that this is happening, but really not amazing, because this is what goes on in these zones. John Bound looking at this, talking to the locals. My big concern is what's going to happen if there was an 8.0 or so to hit L.A. Hit Southern California or hit San Francisco. Undoubtedly, most of the old buildings will collapse with people in them. You will then have nuclear reactors that will start going critical. And the feds won't even try to fix them. They'll just say radiation is good for you. And you're a conspiracy theorist if you think 2 + 2 = 4. It's that I have no confidence in the system to respond to something. You talk about the super volcano in Yellowstone, where its giant caldera is part of 4 states there at that area. And we're talking about hundreds of square miles. They know the last time it exploded because they've got the ash and rock cloud. In fact, guys, let's pull up the last eruption, if we can, of the super volcano.
Back in March of this year, there was the uplift.
That's right. It's been coming up, but the last time it blew, they estimate that it burned about a third of the country completely, down, shot giant rocks over the equivalent of scores of states, and had a dust cloud all the way down to Louisiana of several feet deep, like you were just saying. And then it caused an ice age. So again, scientists are now saying it's due for another eruption. We're not saying it's going to happen this year or 50 years from now. The problem is, though, is that it's rapidly rising right now. There it is. Shot fire, shot rock, shot multi-foot dust cloud all the way into Canada, as far west as Southern California, into Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas covered, all the way over into Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee. I mean, this is a serious situation is all I'm trying to tell people. Our Earth is not stable. Shoemaker Levy, that went into one of the big gas giants a few decades ago, a Jupiter that broke into dozens of pieces, blew holes in the atmosphere bigger than the Earth. Scientists had said it was every million years one of those hit. Now they say it's every few thousand. That's why you have Plato reporting on Atlantis saying it existed. And of course, Plato was a historian. This was not rumors. We know these disasters happen more often than the establishment's saying. They know that as well. John, do you think that could be one of the reasons they're building all these underground bases in places like the Ozarks, where they believe they're a lot safer?
Yeah, you read my mind. They're basically leading everyone into a giant hell pit of their own making. Because why would you create a nuclear facility called Diablo if you weren't serious about killing all of us, putting it on a fault line where you have to put nuclear waste for 10,000 years?
Yeah, why would you bury a big waste facility and a big reactor right on a facility, right on a canyon called Devil's Canyon?
And if everyone's so damn smart out here, excuse the language, it goes in cycles. It goes in 150-year cycles where they haven't had a 7.0 since 1680. Well, we're due for a big one.
Well, that's what the scientists are saying. I mean, I hope that's not the case. Can you imagine the bedlam? And the feds won't be helping anybody, according to Katrina logic. They'll be going into the nice homes and robbing all the weapons and jewelry.
Yeah, while our president golfs and while Dick Cheney fishes. Absolutely.
Now, we're going to play a Stan Deo clip here in a moment. But, John, I mean, how many homes have been damaged? How many buildings? I'm told it's hundreds.
Well, when we go into this neighborhood later today and finish our interview with these folks, it's from one street to the next. And a few of the people that I spoke with didn't want to be on camera. They talked about the fact that their neighborhood is right on the Napa Fault. They built the neighborhood right on the Napa Fault. So you're going to see, and it may have the B-roll, it may be rolling it now, but you're going to see this neighborhood and how it was affected. Now, this area here was affected because of the shock and the old buildings. There's no retrofitting in these buildings. These are newer homes that we were at today, or we'll be at today and we were at yesterday. And you're going to see the sidewalks are pushed up out of the ground. Streets are unusable. The terror that these people experienced, 26 seconds of sheer terror. And it's hard to even understand what they're trying to explain to you. It's not like you're just being moved around. It's, you don't know where you're going. You don't know what's falling on you. You don't know if the house is coming down. I got to tell you, just staying in the hotel last night, which we got a cheaper rate on, which had no TVs in it because they were all destroyed. And the hotel next to us was closed because the water main broke. It's an eerie feeling being here, knowing that at any second now.
Well, John, we're going to check in with you towards the end of the next hour again. Move on to your next destination, but great job for you and Leanne McAdoo. We'll follow this with you the next few days as you travel up and down the breadth of California. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, before we go to break and come back with Larry Elder and shift gears into the social destabilization that's going on, Stan Deo was on yesterday, but we didn't play this clip. This is him back on April 11th, and his predictions have been frighteningly accurate, predicting what just happened there in Northern California. Here's Stan Deo from earlier this year.
Certainly, you can see from just looking at that we have activity starting to increase in the northern part of Oregon, southern part of Washington, and at the very tip of Northern California, at where the Juan de Fuca plate is. And that's the reason that we have a great deal of concern for the area there for tsunamis and damaged infrastructures, because the Juan de Fuca plate is the only one of all of those earthquakes you see there around the Ring of Fire, the only one that has not released its Richter 9 plus stress in the last 55 years. Everyone is watching that site if something triggers it.
Yeah, California, what will happen conservatively compared to other... We're going to play more of this later after Larry Elder leaves us, but that was him in April specifically saying what the next place would be, and he was accurate. And by the way, these earthquakes, hundreds of them, the last 3 days did not trigger it yet. If it triggers... I mean, it'll be spectacularly destructive.
We're on the march.
It's what we're watching.
On the
Stay
run.
With us, InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones.
PrisonPlanet.com.
GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball...
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to talk about ISIS being protected just last year by the Obama administration and NATO. Now the big enemy. We're going to talk about the open border. Illegals are allowed to fly without IDs. That was confirmed last week, but citizens have to have a national ID card by 2016 to fly. And Governor Brown aids Obama in the treason, telling the illegals with a foreign leader, come on in. It's our responsibility to take whoever wants to come, and we'll pay for everything. Just vote to take the guns away from the American people, just turn Texas blue. And George Soros and Warren Buffett and all of them are laughing all the way to the bank. That's coming up with Larry Elder, syndicated talk show host, best-selling author, here in just a moment. First off, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their best specials. Super high quality, non-GMO, storable foods. Last 20 years, 866-229-0927. I think you're crazy if you don't have storable foods. The establishment wants us dependent on them. We need to be self-sufficient, and a lot of that starts at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And we also need to identify with each other, fellow patriots, libertarians, constitutionalists. There's a reason the establishment Republicans and establishment Democrats are teaming up to give money against the Tea Party and a constitutional rebirth in this country. They've all basically been bought off. It's because they know the real opposition is there. Homeland Security says their main threat isn't Al-Qaeda or ISIS. It's homegrown Tea Party that are going to carry out terrorism. That terrorism happens. Who stands to gain from it? Who might stage it? Who might let people attack us so they could then take our liberties? Bare minimum. We need to understand this game plan and be aware of it. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a Molon Labe t-shirt. Get an anti-socialist t-shirt. Get an Obama the Tyrant t-shirt. Get the Made in 1776 nickel belt buckles. All of it will help you meet like-minded people and fund InfoWars.com and the whole media operation we're building. We're not like MSNBC that gets government stimulus money or NPR that gets $400+ million of taxpayer money and Rockefeller money. We're funded by your free will, getting the high-quality Patriot golf shirts, the join or die Patriot shirts, the 1776 ball caps, the camouflage hunting caps. We fund ourselves with high-quality products, hundreds of them, made in America, into flags, 1776 pins. All of it are great conversation starters. Madein1776.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And lastly, every night we have InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. Soon it's going to be on satellite. We already have a lot of stations that download it each night and play it that night or the next day without us even promoting it yet. But for subscribers, it's there. We've got a lot of people using it and watching it, hundreds of thousands every few days. I want to encourage everybody to share your username. 11 friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, the nightly news, see all my films, online books, so much more at our own platform that can't be censored as easy as YouTube or Facebook or Twitter at PrisonPlanet.tv. $5.95 a month, 11 people can use it simultaneously. You're talking about pennies a day per user. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all of the members. All right, now, we go to our guest for the balance of the hour, LarryElder.com, and he is a syndicated columnist, a talk show host, best-selling author, broadcasting from KABC and different parts of the country. He joins us. Lately, we've been posting a lot of his articles to InfoWars.com from him on MSNBC, CNN, you name it, challenging just the incredible race baiters. I've heard the Klan give speeches. I've gone out and protested them many times, as folks know. You've seen those videos. The stuff I hear coming out of MSNBC and Al Sharpton sounds like the same race baiting you hear out of white supremacists. And it's just so obvious what's going on. But now we have a case with a young white man shot by a black police officer that we're going to be covering a little bit first, then getting into some other issues, where you have a Ferguson-like attack in Utah, escapes media notice, race bias scene. I don't think so. I mean, when a black cop shoots a white guy, I don't think it was racial. We don't know exactly what happened yet, but we're going to get Larry Elder's take on this, because what we know is there haven't been burning buildings, there hasn't been looting, there haven't been racial attacks against blacks by whites everywhere, as we've seen up on InfoWars.com, white Marine beaten by black mob in Michael Brown revenge attack. It's happened three times the last week in the same town. So what's going on here? Why do the Democrats want to start a race war? Larry Elder, thanks for coming on.
Alex Jones, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. Well, the reason Democrats want black people angry, I don't think they want a race war, but they want black people angry, is because black people will then march like lemmings and pull that lever 95% for the Democratic Party. Because the Democratic Party has convinced black people that Republicans hate them, Republicans are racist, Tea Party is racist, John Boehner is racist, Mitch McConnell's racist, Eric Cantor, the late Eric Cantor, meaning he lost his job, is racist. That's what they do. Debbie Wasserman Schultz said during the 2012 campaign that Republicans are engaging in a war against women, war against blacks, rather. Charlie Rangel, formerly the head of the House Ways and Means Committee, said that Republicans don't say S-word anymore, a slur for Hispanics, or N-word anymore, a slur for blacks. In fact, he actually said the words, Alex. They don't say S or N anymore. They just say, let's cut taxes. In other words, cutting taxes is racist. Everything is racist. And that's the agenda. The agenda is to make sure blacks are pissed off at the world come November the 4th, pull that lever 95%. However, if you're a black guy living in a democratically controlled town, they don't want you to riot, having told you that the racist criminal justice system is oppressing you. So you can't have it both ways, Alex. I'm used to people like Sharpton yelling and screaming and making all sorts of fallacious comments about the criminal justice system. But when Eric Holder and Obama repeat the same nonsense that the criminal justice system is racist, that blacks are arrested unfairly, they're sentenced longer unfairly, which is what Eric Holder has said in a speech 3 or 4 weeks ago, why wouldn't the people in Ferguson not believe the official version of what happened? Why wouldn't the police and the people in Ferguson go to the streets and attack the racist criminal justice system? The first black president who's been elected and reelected and his black attorney general have both told black people that the criminal justice system is in fact racist. Why shouldn't they believe it?
Well, just growing up in Texas and growing up in Dallas, I do think that clearly there has been some discrimination and some over-enforcement in the black community. But when MTV, look at Suge Knight getting shot, promotes for 20 years cop-killing music, gangster culture, I don't know how the police tell one real thug from a wannabe. And I see cops roll up on white kids dressed like thugs, or I see cops roll up on rednecks when they're acting in a criminal way. I mean, quite frankly, I've seen police act like this against any subculture that is acting in a thuggish way, and the media pushes a thug-life thug culture. I think the so-called liberal media has more to do with this than anybody else.
I agree. And Alex, you point out something I mentioned on my show the other day. I don't know any of my white friends who has not been spoken to in a way that he or she did not like by a cop. Any of them. However, because you're white, you therefore don't have the convenient excuse that the officer did it because I'm a black person. That's the problem. A lot of black people have been taught, whenever something bad happens to you, interpret it the worst possible racial way. This is not your grandfather's America, for crying out loud. L.A., in L.A., the average street cop is either a female or a person of color. There were back-to-back black police chiefs here in L.A. During the O.J. Simpson case, Alex, there was a black police chief named Willie Williams. Because of all of the accusations that the officers had planted evidence, he did a top-down departmental review to find out whether anybody had done anything at all incorrect during the O.J. Simpson case. This is during the trial itself. The report came back. The officers were completely clean. No detective, no criminologist, no cop did anything wrong. People didn't care. The ones who thought O.J. Simpson was a victim of a conspiracy continue to believe that O.J. Simpson is a victim of conspiracy. I mention that because this nonsense about what would happen if the police department in Ferguson were more representative of the people in general. Really? Would crime go down? We have a far more racially representative police force in Chicago and in New York. Has crime gone down? No, it has not gone down. And Alex, you mentioned this black officer who shot this unarmed man in Utah, 20 years old, a few days ago. I'll give you an even bigger hypocrisy story. 2006, California, Long Beach, 20 minutes outside of Los Angeles. Three white girls go to a haunted house party. They are attacked by a mob of 30 or 40 people, beaten savagely. One almost loses her eye. A black Good Samaritan wades in, Alex, saves the day. A mob, maybe 10 or 12 of them, are finally prosecuted, ultimately given a slap on the wrist, given home detention. It took L.A. Times a week to write about the attack. A week. It took NPR a month to mention it, Alex, and they only mentioned it in the context of whether or not it is true that a black person can, in fact, commit a hate crime because of the racial history of black people in America. That's the only context in which NPR even brought up this beating that took place in Long Beach in 2006. Google it. Nobody gave a rip because the girls were white, the mob was black. You reverse it, it's an international story. They're talking about it in Bangladesh.
Remember the whole lacrosse thing. The media wanted that to be a racial attack.
Not only that, remember the church's burning thing about 10, 15 years ago? USA Today did a whole bunch of cover stories about black churches being burned because racist arsonists are out there getting them. Turned out not a single black church was burned because of racial animus. More mosques and synagogues have been burned over that same period of time, but nobody gave a rip. And to their credit, USA Today issued a front-page apology, said that they whipped the whole country up into this hysteria for no reason at all. And we're talking about hysteria. About half of the homicides in this country are by and against black people. In Chicago alone last year, there were about 10 homicides a week, mostly black people. And by the way, most of those are unsolved. At least in the case of Ferguson, the family has at least the solace of knowing who did it. There are a whole bunch of parents in Chicago right now, Alex, who don't have any idea who killed their loved ones. And I don't think that the FBI has sent 40 agents there as they did in Ferguson. If Eric Holder has made a comment about what's going on in Chicago, I haven't heard it.
Larry Elder, syndicated talk show host, best-selling author, is our guest. You know, you said you don't agree they're trying to start a race war. I don't mean a full-out nationwide white people kill black people kill white people. But already in Southern California, we've got the phenomenon of the Hispanic gangs targeting blacks that undoubtedly is going on, and vice versa, but mainly the Hispanic against the black. I know in East Austin, if you want to talk about real racial animus, I'll talk to the police. It's actually black against Hispanic. That's what I see actually flaring up. You're talking about real racial stuff. And so I want you to elaborate on that because I know you're an expert on it. But what are they trying to do? Because when they're up there hyping all this, it's starting to cause kind of a cold race war.
I think it is. And Alex, I agree with you that what they want to do, though, but I wouldn't call it a race war. What they want to do is make blacks perpetual victims. It doesn't matter how much money you make, you're still a victim. Doesn't matter how successful you are, you're still a victim. Doesn't matter if you have a PhD from Harvard, you're still a victim. When Obama first ran, I saw him for the first time with a lengthy interview on 60 Minutes with Steve Croft, 2008. He said, Senator Obama, at the time he wasn't the likely nominee, Senator Obama, if you don't win the nomination, will it be because of race? And Obama said, and I'll never forget this, Alex, he said, no. It will be because I've not articulated a vision that the American people can embrace. I'm at my house, and I said, you know what? I would never vote for a left-wing Democrat in a million years, but at least this SOB is refreshing. At least we can stop this nonsense. You're picking on me because I'm black. At least you'll have black people no longer saying that automatically. In fact, as soon as he got into trouble, he went that way. He said the Cambridge police acted stupidly. He injected himself in the Trayvon Martin case and said that if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. He injected himself in the Ferguson case. In every single case, Obama had an opportunity to say something. He could have said to that Harvard professor, Professor Gates, here's the problem. In the inner city, we have a bunch of black guys with chips on their shoulder, just as you exhibited to this man who was just doing his job. You came to your house. You didn't get in because the door was wacky. One of your neighbors called because the neighbor, being a good neighbor, thought you were breaking into a neighbor's house. The cop showed up, did his job, saw you in the house, asked for ID. Instead of cooperating, you said, yo mama. This is exactly the problem. You have a lot of black guys saying, yo mama, to cops, when in fact the cops are just doing their job. Rough, tough the situation they're in. They're in this high crime area because that's where the crime is. The problem is we don't have fathers in the black community. You said, Mr. Obama, that a black kid growing up without a dad is 5 times more likely to be poor, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 20 times more likely to go to prison. You said that 75% of the black kids in America are born without dads in the house. Do the math. That's the problem. And Obama had an opportunity to give the country a lecture on this, Alex Jones. Instead, what did he do? The Cambridge police acted stupidly. I was so disappointed in him, but I realized here's what he needs. When he's in trouble, he's got to have that 95% monolithic black vote. In 1956, 39% of blacks voted for the Republican Party. That's where I believe the sweet spot is. If the Republicans were smarter, Alex, they could get that 35, 39, or 40%. And Obama knows that. So we've got to keep these black people.
Well, sure, and they've not delivered.
You're a victim, you're a victim.
Exactly. They've not delivered on jobs. They've not delivered on anything. Things are getting worse.
The poverty rate is lower for black people than when Obama took over. The unemployment rate is twice what it is for whites, as it was when Obama took over. It hasn't changed any, except you have a whole bunch more black people on food stamps, and the labor force participation rate, the percentage of able-bodied black people in the market or looking for a job, is at a 30-year low. All of this is a result of policies, tax, spend, regulate,
sure,
that chase people away, that destroy jobs, that don't create jobs, and those that get hurt the most are the most vulnerable. These are the ones with the lower income people. These are black and brown people, the very people that put Obama in office.
You know, that is a good story, because I'd forgotten about the different, because it was a bunch of people would get mad when they got home and had to break in their own house when the cops showed up, that would turn into a big national issue.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time about 10 years ago, I couldn't find my keys. So I climbed up to the second floor, went in through an open window that I knew that I'd had open or cracked, and the cops showed up 10 minutes later. We're walking around the back of the house. I came and opened the door, and they said, hey, I need to see an ID. Your neighbor saw somebody break in. I go, oh, yeah, that's me. And I just showed them my ID. I never thought that, of course, it was a white cop, but I'd still... I mean, that just must be so ingrained that you break in your own house, which everybody's done at one time or another, and then the cops come, and then you think it's because of racism.
I think that cops deserve the benefit of the doubt. In every situation, I first give them the benefit of the doubt. They're in a situation where they're willing to take a bullet for somebody they don't even know. I think we ought to give them the benefit of the doubt. These are frequently the best trained. Many of them have undergone polygraphs, undergone character studies that most people have not had to undergo to get their jobs. I think they deserve the benefit of the doubt. And you pointed out this black cop in Utah. It was a black cop. He shot a guy at a convenience store, 20 years old, for some kind of encounter. And the family of the white guy has protested, but very quietly, and the media has shown indifference. But I believe that the proper response is what the Salt Lake police have done. That is, put the officer on administrative leave. They said, we've conducted an investigation. In Salt Lake City, by the way, the cops do have camera lapels or dash cams or some sort of video, and so there is video about this, but it hasn't been released yet because they're pending the investigation. The family hasn't called Sharpton, to my knowledge. They protested. The media hasn't come in there because the cop is...
Sure, sure. It's clear manipulation. I want to come back and get into ISIS and get your take on that with Larry Elder straight ahead. You can say what you want about the cops all day. It's about the federalization. That's the big issue.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We're going to have open phones coming up in the next hour. I'm going to get into the geopolitical news that I've not covered yet, what's happening with the dollar. You'll be welcome to call in about whatever you want. Larry Elder is our guest, and you can check out his website, which is elderstatement.com. But finishing up, talking to Larry here today, what is your breakdown on the ISIS situation and Assad and where all that's going?
Well, understand, this is a president who, when he was running for Senate back in 2002, gave a speech in which he called the Iraq War a dumb war. This is when 90% of Americans thought we were going to get hit again. This is after we knew that Saddam Hussein had used chemical weapons on his own people and on the Iranians. This is when he was stealing from the Oil for Food program, shooting at the British and American planes patrolling the southern and northern no-fly zones. We're paying $25,000 to families of homicide bombers that tried to assassinate President George Herbert Walker Bush, and Obama felt we had zero national security interest there. And even he assumed, as everybody did, that Saddam had stockpiled the WMD. So fast forward, this is the same president now who is now doing aerial bombing because a journalist got beheaded. I don't understand what the objective is. Are we at war? Are we going to contain them? Are we going to destroy them? What is his agenda? Do we just do kind of spot airstrikes here and there and maybe move ISIS around here and there? Can you really think we can do this without putting boots on the ground? Why the hell do you think we had boots on the ground in the first place? Obama cut and ran in December of 2011, was advised to keep a minimum of 10,000, ideally 20,000. He said no. He was told it was going to be a bloodbath. He was convinced it wasn't going to be because, after all, Obama felt that the war on terror was something that George W. Bush basically had conceived out of his own mind. If he hadn't been a cowboy, if he was able to pronounce the word nuclear, if he hadn't been such a swaggering person, people wouldn't be angry at us. So I'm going to come in with an unclenched fist. I'm going to reach out my hand. I'm going to start a new dialogue. I'm going to reset things with the Soviet Union. I'm going to give my first interview with Al Arabiya. Show the world there's a different guy in charge, and now they're looking at us differently. Oops. They didn't cooperate. I guess they didn't get the memo, Alex.
Well, people can say what they want about the Iraq war, and I overall was against it. But if you look at what's happening with ISIS being basically armed under the name Al-Qaeda in Iraq to attack Assad, the establishment's going to have a big problem on their hands when and if there's a terror attack in this country, and it's groups that our president and his cohorts, John McCain met with some of these people as well.
Right.
It's a very dangerous situation. What are they going to do when Obama's opened the southern border and undoubtedly terrorists have come across and probably going to have a terror attack? I mean, how are they going to get out of that, Larry?
I don't think they can get out of it. It's just a question of time, isn't it? We're hearing from Border Patrol people that OTMs other than Mexicans are coming across the border in record numbers. Some of them appear to be coming from the Middle East.
Thousands.
Yeah, the borders remain porous. We're in real trouble. But Alex, let me get back to the Iraq war and tell you why I supported it. I know a lot of people didn't. I know you didn't. George Will didn't. And William F. Buckley did it first and did a 180. You can't kill them all. There's 1.5 billion of these people, about 10% or so, are kinds of people who either support it or literally would strap bombs on themselves and blow us up. What can you do? What you can do is hopefully have a nation there that is a democratically run nation that shows people it's not the nasty Jews, it's not America that's oppressing you, it's your own freaking government. Look at Iraq. Iraq is a model. At the time, the economy was growing. It was serving as a model for the...
Larry, we can't end it here. To come back in 60 seconds... That little 5-minute segment, I want you to give us your sales job on this, and I'll briefly tell you my take on it.
Sounds good.
But, we'll come back and talk about that on the other side. That's something callers ought to call in later about and debate this whole thing. Who's really to blame for all this? I mean, I would say it's the radical ideology over there and Western governments funding radicals just to destabilize the area. But we'll get Larry Elder's take in 60 seconds. Stay with us. We'll be back. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Final segment with Larry Elder. Then I'm going to give the number out and start taking your calls here in this third and final hour. Don't forget the nightly news is back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Larry, I look at Iraq. I understand that Saddam was put in by the CIA. He actually stabilized the country. They had movie theaters, music on the radio. Women could go to college. That seems like a reasonable policy, going back to Eisenhower, Kennedy, right through with Reagan. Then you get rid of, Saddam. I understand it's all a quagmire. Iraq probably should have been in three pieces to begin with. It never was one country. That's a long story to get into. All I know is the Arab Spring, Al Gore's called for basically a democratic spring here. They've been working with the radical Islamic groups. Saudi Arabia is trying to basically take over different areas. They're behind a lot of this. And I just think it's so Machiavellian now that there really is no side. It's a total nightmare. Go ahead and make your point.
It is a total nightmare, Alex. And ultimately, every single country that you talked about, their leadership is going to fall. Ultimately, Saudi Arabia is going to fall. Ultimately, all these countries are going to fall. It may be 100 years. It may be 200 years. But eventually, I believe that people want to be left alone and that people want to be free, even these people over there. Here was the theory. The theory was that Saddam Hussein had stockpiled the WMD. And God forbid he should hand it off, or maybe a terrorist should steal one and make what happened on 9/11 look like a picnic. So the idea is to go in there, first of all, tell Saddam to get rid of his stuff. You got 15 months to do it. He didn't do it. United Nations gave him a resolution. House, Senate gave him a resolution. A coalition of 30 nations. We go in there, we get rid of the guy, we stabilize the country. Lots of mistakes were made, to be sure. It took longer than we thought, more expensive than we thought, more lives lost than we thought, but the country was stabilized. The economy was growing. And for the first time, people in the Arab world were going, I guess it's not the nasty Jews. I guess it's not America that's oppressing us. I guess it's our own countries. Maybe we ought to turn to our own leadership and do a change. That's what's the hope. Now, that may not have happened ultimately, but we don't know because Obama pulled out before he had a chance to take root. It took a long time for our country to become stable. How do you expect that country to become stable in just 10 years? It takes a long time. We should have been patient. We're still in South Korea. We're still in Europe. We should still be in Iraq, but we're not because we have a president that lacks a vision, that doesn't get it, that caused the war on terror and overseas contingency operation. He truly believes that we stuck a stick in the eye of the Muslim and Arab world. Had we not done that, they wouldn't be pissed off at us. They don't understand that there is a radical element within that part of the country, in that religion, that wants us destroyed. And if we don't destroy them, they will destroy us.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, it's just like the Democrats preach this message that every problem in the black community is because of some white person, when white people can barely run their own lives as well, and every statistic shows the culture period in America is degenerating. And meanwhile, you've got in these Arab countries constant infighting, constant corruption, and then all these different Muslim groups, Shiite and Sunni, killing each other. And at the end of the day, they always end up blaming somebody else. And I think the heart of this is these cultures never had a chance to have their own 1776 and to ever have a shot at their own free market and their own open economy. But the West is in there trying to destabilize. We've got some moves to stabilize, like in the Eisenhower era. You've got other groups that want to destabilize in the CIA. So I think it's a little bit of both. The argument is, can you get the Arabs to be peaceful and live in peace, or do you just destabilize them so they don't come attack you?
What I think you do is make sure that you put a force there so that we fight them over there and not fight them over there. I have a lot of friends who fought in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and they said at the very least, we're killing a whole bunch of bad guys. Better to kill them over there than the streets of Milwaukee, the streets of Chicago, the streets of Washington, D.C.
Well, we know this. The southern border's wide open, and when there's a big terror attack in this country, will any of these open border people get the blame, Larry Elder?
Well, they certainly should get the blame, and they should look right in the mirror when and if we get attacked again, and it's just a question of time before we do.
All right, Larry Elder, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate your insight.
My pleasure, Alex.
We'll be right back with your phone calls and a bunch of news. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you. I need you. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live broadcasting worldwide on over 160 AM and FM affiliates. The internet at InfoWars.com with the free audio and video feeds and the free podcast. PrisonPlanet.com and, of course, the nightly news and more available at PrisonPlanet.com. InfoWars.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Now it's time for everybody to get a piece of the action today. Open phones, first-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, disagree, open phones, toll-free number to discuss anything we've talked about in the last 2 hours or anything we're about to get to. The number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. I mentioned this at the start of the broadcast today, but hadn't gotten to it yet. This is some excerpts of it. Breitbart had the headline, Farrakhan attacks Arabs, Chinese, Koreans, Indians, whites in Ferguson rant. During his latest sermon for the Nation of Islam, Minister Louis Farrakhan addressed the protest and controversy surrounding Ferguson, Missouri. Police officer Darren Wilson, who fatally shot Michael Brown. And he went on to make the point that Ferguson is 67% black. Why are there so few blacks in leadership positions? I would ask the black folks that. Are you saying there's election fraud? Or are you not voting? Because there is election fraud nationally. It's not total, but it's there. That's been proven. But then everybody should sit there and get exit polls and show how everybody voted at each precinct and show there's fraud. And there's ways to do this. And then you can take your town back. We just had Larry Elder on last hour, who's a black broadcaster, and he was pointing out that you've got areas where cities are majority black run, and you have just as many black people statistically getting shot or more under black leadership. I'm not here apologizing for the establishment of the police. I know this, though. The economic and cultural degeneration we're seeing is hitting everybody. And if we make it about black or white or cop versus citizen, all that does is play into the balkanization. We've got to realize why America is going in the wrong direction. Get back to the republic. Again, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Here is some of those clips of Louis Farrakhan talking about the Ferguson situation that's starting to wind down. But if they don't charge the cop, there's been renewed threats of violence. Here it is.
With 67% of black people, you got to live under a white mayor. With 67% of black people, you can't make the laws that govern that town. Now, if that's the condition, let me set the stage for Michael Brown. See, I don't know about the store that they say he strong-armed somebody and took some cigars. But I know this. I'm coming to Chicago. This is where I'm going to close. When you live in the hood, you don't control no economics. So you got Arab store owners that don't give a damn about you and have no respect for you. You got Koreans, you got Chinese, you got Indians, you got other people all in our community taking the money out but not giving a damn thing to this community. I imagine that blacks in under those conditions suffer every day. But not one time did they break a window. There's been over, I think, 300 arrests of black people in that city. And just under 40 whites have been arrested. You see the picture? But,
you know, I've got a question for Louis Farrakhan. And this is a real question because I'm not just here to fight with people. I can score political points with Louis Farrakhan, who's very unpopular with a lot of people, the majority of Americans, but popular with some, and just attack him. But he puts out a pretty good newspaper that exposes the Federal Reserve and the New World Order and vaccines. He talks about black people shopping locally. Not even so much if it's just blacks shopping with blacks, but that's good. But starting your own businesses and supporting them. That makes sense. I say shop with farmers markets and local communities. I go in black-owned barbecue places. Why, back when I lived more south Austin, I went in a black-owned barbershop because they had cheap, good, quick haircuts. It's got to be 20 years ago. But I tell you, race relations are so bad now, you try to go in a lot of black areas, they'll tell you, get your butt out of there. Or ask you, what are you doing in here? And you see, when things get so tribal, ladies and gentlemen, across the board, with whites, blacks, whatever, whites are going to stay back from blacks, not because they dislike black people, but because they're scared. And Louis Farrakhan liked what I said when I got in Piers Morgan's face and said that was a good message that we wouldn't turn our guns in. That's the weird thing about him. He says a lot of stuff that I agree with and a lot I don't agree with. And let me tell you what I don't agree with Louis Farrakhan. And Louis Farrakhan listens to the show. We've talked to their people, tried to get him on the show. They listen. Why would you blame Arab and Chinese shopkeepers who I agree are coming into your predominant, you know, neighborhoods that you were forced into, you know, 100 years ago, and they're there taking the money, a lot of it out. You know, they probably live 10 miles away because there's a market there. No one's starting a business there. No one's starting a shop there. Big corporations aren't because they, you try to. People say, what are you gentrifying things for? And people get mad at that. So it just becomes this thing where everything is seen as bad, so nothing can be accepted. Nothing can make things any better. And Louis Farrakhan does preach for blacks to start their own businesses and support them, and that's a good thing, but where are they? Where are they? Because if the blacks shopped only at black-owned shops, and those black-owned shops gave them the products they wanted, then you would have black communities again. By the way, before segregation ended, I'm not defending segregation. The media always says, somebody brings this up, you're defending it. No, I'm not. I'm talking about facts here. They replaced one evil with another. Blacks did own their own shops, their own restaurants, their own hotels, their own bars, their own country clubs, their own everything. And they were getting extremely economically powerful, their own universities. And so the Democratic Party of the Ku Klux Klan, this is all on record, there's LBJ letters, came in and took it over and brought money in and community organizers and took you over and did a job on you. And now they're going to do a job on everybody else. With a gangster, sick, you know, murder, cop killer culture so that the whole country becomes a giant prison. That's the game plan. You want to be successful? Learn how to be polite, learn how to be honorable, learn how to dress nice, learn how to show up on work on time, and you will rise in this society, period. May take 5 years, may take 10 years. But not if you get a big fat criminal record, which they want you to get. Yeah, the system's predatory. Yeah, the system wants to destabilize the black community. And I'm talking to Larry Elder, I can see from his perspective what he's saying about Iraq, because he believes in the system. No, the West destabilized Arab nations. The West overthrew Mohammed Mossadegh in 53, who was pro-America but wanted to keep the oil money for their people and turn them into an Americanized rich country. And so our government overthrew him. Not our government in total, but the criminals that run it. The same government that has MTV deploying gangster hip-hop targeting non-inner city kids. I don't call, you know, care what color they are. Let me tell you, all the inner city mannerisms, all the thug culture, There's a thug culture in white people, thug culture in black people, you name it. Your kid starts adopting that, they'll adopt the friends, they'll adopt the culture, they'll end up in jail. You want to be successful? Stay away from anything on MTV. You want to be successful? Stay away from anything the public schools are promoting. Anything that you see on television. All, the whole agenda. The whole agenda. Be selfish, only care about yourself, be narcissistic. The whole society's coming down, folks. And those of us that work hard, keep our heads screwed on straight, we better start joining together and supporting each other. You better support libertarian media. You better support folks that promote anti-communism and the rest of it, because we have a hierarchical oligarchy that's totalitarian ruling over our culture. We have rich, ultra-rich that are offshore, above the law, tax-exempt, that want socialism and collectivism and communism to control us, to make us domesticated slaves. It is the oligarchical collectivism, to quote George Orwell. A bunch of communist leaders with private jets and palaces, and all of us live in cardboard boxes. And they call that liberal. No, it is total tyranny.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market, not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are his Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be his Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Ira Haynes.
We're going right to your phone calls and then back into news. But breaking in the last few minutes at Infowars.com, Judicial Watch put this out last night. I haven't seen anybody else pick it up. So Kit Daniels wrote a story about it for PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. On top of them claiming all the emails got destroyed, and then when they went, well, there's backups on the hard drive, oh, well, those got damaged or destroyed. Now they've destroyed her BlackBerry. The government-issued BlackBerry. It is so obvious that it's obstruction of justice. They've already been caught lying. It's time for her to be indicted by a grand jury. Grand juries in the state she lives can indict her for stuff like this if the feds won't do it. And look at how they've indicted Rick Perry for following state law and threatening to withhold state funding of a state-funded program if the head of the group did not step down here in Travis County. I mean, that's what a governor can do. That's what a veto is for. And everybody knows I'm not a big fan of Rick Perry. If he'd have been indicted for pushing Merck vaccine and you could prove he got money, then I'd be all for it, quite frankly. But they're attacking constitutional government when they do this. But notice, Lois Lerner's not in any trouble. No one, remember a grand jury indicted Bill Clinton? A grand jury started questioning him specifically. And then it moved on to impeachment, but nothing happened. IRS destroys Lerner's BlackBerry during congressional Tea Party probe. More proof of criminal wrongdoing by IRS. Yeah, more proof of a criminal conspiracy to cover all this up. I'll cover it more after calls. Let's go to your phone calls. Bob in Texas, you want to talk about the earthquake? Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've got some very interesting information for your audience. Did you know that Mel Gibson, before he was shot down in Hollywood, was trying to make a movie about Fatima?
I did know that he was making a movie about that.
Yes. And do you know what the crux of it was? It was that the Third Secret of Fatima portended a natural disaster would affect the entire planet.
I knew he was working on that. I know that's what some of the Catholics that follow that believe. But I think Mel Gibson did get ganged up on, but I think he kind of shot himself down being drunk and, you know, saying some of those things. I mean, you know, that is, and then what he did with his wife. I mean, have you heard those recordings? And I'm not, I mean, again, I know the Gibson family. I'm not going to get into it. I've liked Mel Gibson. I like his family. They're good people. I just think that maybe they did go after him because he's making that. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I tried to get a question into you on your Sunday show. My theory is, and it's well supported, that the terrorism was created to get us under control before this natural disaster they know is coming.
Oh, yeah, you called and actually cut you off. That's right. Well, undoubtedly, they feel like they need total control because society is big and complex and there's a lot of danger. And I could see some control and contingency plans for natural disasters or whatever the case is. The problem is the globalists are predatory. They've stolen their money. They're trying to dumb people down, so they have bad will. Like there's goodwill, and then you do something wrong, but it was done in goodwill, still a problem. The globalists are very bad people and are the last folks that I want running things. That's my perspective on that.
Luciferians, we know that, and they know their time is short. And they know this disaster is coming, and they've got to get control of us before they retreat down into their underground bunkers to ride this thing out.
I know this. They've never been building more bunkers than now worldwide, and the elite's acting like it's the end of the world or something, and they're digging in everywhere, and they're just don't care what we think anymore, and stuff is getting weird. I agree with you. And the super volcano is showing all the signs. It's active again in Yellowstone, and it will basically destroy most of the country if it goes off. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it is a possibility. They have shark warnings in Florida when you might get a few dozen people bit on the foot every year, maybe one person killed a year off the coast of Florida. They have shark flags for an imaginary threat. But then if you talk about earthquakes, you're a weirdo. When earthquakes kill hundreds of thousands a year. I mean, tsunamis kill tens of thousands a year. And you talk about it, oh, shut up, fearmonger. We already had a reactor hit by a tsunami and an earthquake, and four of the five six reactors totally blew up. The fifth was damaged. And the media covered that up. I mean, it's just crazy town. And I just want these reactors shut down that are on fault lines. If they want to build new, modern, safer ones somewhere else, that's fine. Just stop building them on every fault line. You look at a map of reactors, it's like they only build them on fault lines. It's like a crazy person or the devil. I guess this one they're really worried about is in Diablo Canyon. So I guess we're going to come back with more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GC.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code FREEDOM to receive a 15% discount at gusset.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Tell folks how you got introduced to Super Male, and then when Super Female came out, tell us what happened.
After I saw such a huge positive change in my husband, I had to try it for myself.
Talk about the effects.
I feel great when I wake up in the morning. I have drive to go to the gym. I feel like I look better. I feel better. I feel sexier. I love it.
Even if you don't believe in supplements, take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Male, a bottle of Super Female. Check it out for yourself. Consult your physician. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. This is life-changing.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Americans that love the Bill of Rights and Constitution and who love prosperity and freedom never start the fight. That's why we can't preemptively go attack countries and claim it's for some greater good, because that violates God's law to not start a fight. Then we end up losing the moral high ground, and we're being maneuvered by the globalist towards destabilization. That's what this is all about. Let's go back to your phone calls. Robert in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I do appreciate it. I just wanted to, with all the police state news that's going on around, every time I hear somebody talk about it, they always start with the same opening statement. Not all police are bad. But, I mean, every day it's a new story. What was it this weekend, the cop that was the serial rapist? You know, when they line these cops up to go on riot patrol or put people down, they don't say, look, all these protesters, 90% are good, there's only 10% bad. No, man, they, you know, remember the video where they shot the lady with the rubber bullet through the sign? They're all high-fiving. Every time you put that hesitation, you know, all, there's some, most cops are good. You know, hey, they might be, but where are they? I see no videos. I hear them. I don't hear any of them coming out. Oh, well, they might lose their job. Well, if you choose money over doing what's right, then you're just as bad as the evil. I mean, if they want to step up, take a stand, say, I'm a cop, but I don't agree with any of this, come out publicly, do it, great. They're the good guy. But as long as they, you, let's go to Star Wars, man. You can't be part of the rebellion and serve the empire. It's impossible.
I hear what you're saying. And if you tuned into my show 10 years ago, you would hear me just yelling and screaming about the police being authoritarian thugs and being militarized and predicting everything that would come. I know it better than anybody. What I'm saying is it has been federalization, federal standards, and federal training that have brought us to this point, the militarization, the us against them mentality. But you also have the degeneration of the general public. And so that's another big manifestation that you're seeing inside of the police departments as well. And so we'll get a lot further with the police pointing this out from an outside-the-box spectrum than trying to debate it from within, either cops are good or cops are bad. We have a system where the establishment is preparing the country for collapse. And out of that collapse, they will bring the new social order, which I like to use George Orwell's term, is a oligarchical collectivism, or a tiny elite using collectivism to enslave and control the public, a new royalty. Because what is serfdom? It's a form of collectivism for the general public with the elite exempt. All over the world, they've militarized police. All over the world, they've gone after free speech. All over the world, they're censoring the internet. All over the world, it's a global standardized program. And they intend for us to have clashes with the police. So they give the police the training and the missions that will make the public hate them. They tell the police, attack the press, and then lie about it. And then they begin to be seen as an occupying enemy. So I'm here just explaining the whole narrative. Separately, I've had police send me some of the best info we've gotten over the years, both federal and local. Local from different parts of the country. I have had military give us some of the best information. The military is the most awake group out there, period. There's not even any yardstick. So as bad as the military's mission is, with its leadership, it's the most awake good group because they're so close to it. Secondarily, the most awake group that I've seen and I've witnessed, not just myself or from others, is police. So it's a paradox. It's an oxymoron because they know I'm not lying because they're in the middle of it. And it's always like that. Why do you think Hitler went after the police and military when he first got in to make sure he had it all in line? Why do you think the Soviets did that, or the communists in China, or other totalitarians, or every time there was a coup in Rome, they would wipe out the whole group under them? I'm communicating to the police that I believe they're smart enough to understand this and decompartmentalize and understand that they will be thrown away once this thing comes into place, and to let them see how the globalists are manipulating it. If we just come out and say we're in a police state, I mean, I'm Mr. Police State, folks. I'm known for exposing it. I made four films on it. It then plays into the us against them psychology. But if we look at the big picture, it will change all of that. Another problem is society is in a depression. We now have cell phones and cameras. So we're seeing things bad cops have been doing forever. We're now just learning about it. So it's a perception that it's getting worse. I mean, I think it's gotten worse in some ways, better in some others. Cities vary. Some cities, the police are just unbelievably corrupt. The public's scared of them. They don't care. Other cities, they're more, you know, Mayberry RFD. It's just that as the police go and as the military goes, so much of the will the country and the world go. And I do see, I mean, look, the problem is cities coming out with microphones under federal grants listening to people. Do we blame the cops for that? Do we blame the cops for having an ordinance against skateboarding down the sidewalk so they arrest people? No, you should change the law. People, when I'm in Barton Springs, say, Alex, get, you know, the cops are here writing us tickets for our dogs off a leash. They are sent there by the Barton Springs management, the aquatics department. I check into it. They go and complain to the city to tell the police chief, to tell the captain that Barton Springs doesn't want competition with people using the free part of the springs. And so the city is sending cops who look like they hate their job to write people tickets for their dogs off a leash. We should change the ordinance and designate that an off-the-leash park. So when I'm there once a week or something with my kids, people, when I walk by, Alex, through the fence, because I'll be in the paid part, because I don't have my dogs with me, and because I want to swim laps, it's deeper. And they'll say, do something. They're here writing us tickets every day. They're harassing everybody. And I said, you need to go to the city council. You need to make an issue out of this and have this declared a dog park. The greedy, evil city council and the people running the aquatics department, who aren't even bad themselves, a bunch of them are listeners, they are literally, government sees the free area of the Barton Creek spring coming out into the Colorado River. They call Lady Bird Lake. They see that as something they don't control. I mean, for years, they wouldn't let you swim in the lazy Colorado River, which is great swimming from the dam down. Even though if you lived in a house past that, you could swim in the lake. There was no danger, no problem. I've had cops sit there and say, hey, I'm going to write you a ticket for swimming. And I just go, oh, come on. You know there's nothing wrong with this lake. I'm you know, this river. I'm here swimming. I'll laugh at them and say, if you really want to have a big circus, go get a dive team and fish me out. And then they walk off because they just want to go write tickets to somebody else. Now, if I challenged them and said, you can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man, they'd probably go get a helicopter or something. But just laughing at them, saying, come on, man. You know what people complained? They've now designated areas as swimming areas on the river. So it's us demanding, us not playing games, us not going along with the fluoride in the water or any of it. Austin will have the fluoride out of it when we start suing every city council member that's against it. When we stop playing Mr. Nice Guy, when we go, oh, you add a chemical bought from a Florida company that has hundreds of other compounds in it, so you're not just putting fluoride in our water that Harvard says gives us cancer and brain damage. You're putting other stuff in it in violation of the law. You have to clean it before it goes, but then at the last stage you put this in and you claim some federal mandate waiver. We're going to sue you. I can't do all the fighting. That's what I tell people. I can't go down to the city council and wage some crusade or jihad for 2 years to make them make this a dog park and let you have your dogs off the leash and stick signs there. It's been a dog park since I was 3 years old down there visiting my grandparents. Okay? It should be a dog park. The city of Austin should stop it. But it is a microcosm of the whole thing. But do I just go, oh, there's the cops. I hate them now. No, it doesn't do anything. And does that mean I'm perfect? One day I saw the cops down there when it rained a bunch earlier in the year. This was last year now, on the Barton Creek Trail, and people were down there with their kayaks, and the city had put some swimming ban on there from 2 weeks before when it flooded. There was no flooding. It was crystal clear. They had cops down there in mass, I guess, to make money, just writing tickets to people that were kayaking or swimming. And I was just going to throw up. I said, you're disgusting. And I basically said, write me a ticket, and I was jumping in the water, and they wouldn't give me one. So I get why you're angry, but we need to change it, not just complain about it. Burning down some business doesn't change it. We need to change it every day. I'm sorry, I got a lot of callers to go to. I'm ranting, Robert, but is that, I mean, what do you say to that?
I agree with you. Like I said, I've never agreed to call in business, but it's almost like jury nullification. What would change the law faster? Everybody voting or a police force with common sense saying, look, we're not stealing people's money, writing tickets for swimming. Which would change that law faster?
It's, no, you're right. The police forces not writing tickets. And they go, well, it's the law. They knew people didn't go check with the city that they weren't supposed to be swimming in the creek. And the cops should have just shown up the first day if they cared when it was flooding. By the way, they didn't. I was down there hiking. They didn't show up when it was flooding and all cool like a jungle. They showed up 2 weeks later when it's all sunny, so they go down and write tickets to people. I know, it's disgusting. Foreign bankers are robbing the country. The illegal aliens don't have to have IDs to fly, but citizens do. I mean, look, the country complies. The country acts like chumps. The country bows to any type of government authority, and so they're running wild on us. All I'm saying is, I've seen cops in Austin and other areas bugging their eyes out at me, swaggering around, and I walk over sometimes on camera. Now, you're really swaggering like you're a big bully in high school. You know, what's your problem? And usually it's so alien to them, they just freak out and smile and walk off real quick. Because people are so cowardly. So I get it. Police forces shouldn't be hiring mentally ill thugs. A lot of them are. A lot of forces are run by mentally ill people. And the country's, listen, they're all going to find out when the whole country goes belly up, which we're getting very, very close to right now. We're getting very, very close to that right now. My goodness, let me tell you, when the welfare checks don't show up, or when there's a major earthquake in California, the cops can't and won't protect you. And it's going to be up to you to protect yourselves. I appreciate your call. Speaking of that, it's why people need to get stocked up on vitamins, minerals, supplements, key things like X2, Survival Shield, super high quality nascent iodine, so key to a healthy thyroid, more. And InfoWarsLife.com. People need to be stocked up on high quality water filters. Like the ProPure G2, that's the best gravity-fed filter out there. We've gone out and actually done the test ourselves with major companies to show how these annihilate the competition. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. Support us. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. Everybody should have storable food. You can buy My Patriot Supply food at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can go right to the source, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, to find their different specials and other preparedness items, or give them a call, 866-229-0927. I think you're crazy if you don't have high-quality storable foods. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great customer service, non-GMO, super high quality, also available at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Ryan on the topic of 1984. Go ahead.
How much fluoride have you had today? Had drink today, sir?
I don't think I've had any. I've had some distilled water. I like to mix it up, and then I had some aquapana, which is a good flavored. I mean, I like it. It's not flavor, but I call it the flavor of the water. The taste of the water. I like that particular 500-year-old spring that they've been using in Italy. And I've also, again, got some Pro One water that I drink at home. I haven't replaced it with a G2. Go ahead.
The iodine's actually done some amazing results for me as far as my mental clarity goes, and I actually called for a number of reasons regarding the 1984, and I'm actually a grad student at Texas A&M University Kingsville, mastering in accounting, and I'm actually going to be having a weekly radio show kind of similar to yours and talking about some of the same things, because we have a college radio station down there where they let the students host.
Good.
So, yes, and You guys are doing a heck of a job. I just wanted to let you know that I was going to be doing that. And regarding 1984, you were bringing up some key elements, and I wanted to add to what you were saying. You know how they talk about the telescreen that follows Winston around with the two eyes? It records everything you say, you do, and you can use it as a communication device. You can use it to get the news. Oh, wait, doesn't that sound like a smartphone? It's already here. And another thing that they illustrate is called the memory hole, where they talk about news, whether you put news in or out, and Big Brother decides whether it was good or bad. You can delete stuff. He controls the past, controls the future, controls the present, controls the past, the timestamps. Isn't that Facebook, Twitter, social media? Do you see that, Alex, or is it just me?
Yes, and they're able through Google and through Bing, Microsoft, all of them, to go in and put in fake timestamps, disappear what they want, change things real time, just like they can have fraud with DNA, they can have fraud with biometrics. All of this is making us less secure, not more secure, and it's being driven by a globalist intelligence, a globalist mindset, a globalist cabal, a globalist constellation of oligarchical totalitarian collectivist.
And another thing you mentioned was the doublethink principle and how it's the art of holding two contradictory thoughts in the mind and simultaneously accepting both of them.
Yeah, that's called Crime Stop. Yes, it's a crime to think bad of government or the state. So even if they lie to you, you've got to hold both in your head at the same time. We've never been at war with Syria. We've always been at war with Syria. Syria is Al-Qaeda. Now Syria is fighting Al-Qaeda. 2 + 2 = 5, but if a mathematician needs to navigate a ship, it's okay to say 2 + 2 = 4.
Exactly, and the deeper meaning that they're doing this too, Alex, playing on the subconscious and on the subatomic level a little bit, from what I see, one of the reasons they're doing this, if they dumb people down to the points where they're so socially engineered that they're born into bondage, it's almost like it says that they have nothing to compare freedom to, and then they'll probably...
That's right. They've reduced the language down so much through Ingsoc that people can't even be communicated with. It's like trying to communicate with a sheep not to go into a slaughter pen. It doesn't speak English. It doesn't communicate with you. It doesn't understand. That's what they're doing. They have people adapting into slavery.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swap's 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swap's 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
The police is this. The globalists want us to hate them. They want us to get in fights with them while telling us comply all day so that they can continue to have an us against them mentality. And they've had the police arresting people with video cameras, the police violating all sorts of people's rights. Clearly, the direction and the education of the police is towards an authoritarian, totalitarian state. But that's coming from the top down. We will get a lot more done pointing that out and dealing with that with their bosses and saying, you're the ones in charge of this. You need to be held accountable. Instead of all these city and county and state and federal leaders acting like the police are all just doing this on their own. Look at this headline out of the Tampa Bay Times. Neighbor calls cops on boys' lemonade stand. Boys' entrepreneurial spirit rankled at least one neighbor. Now, who's bad? Who's bad? The cops or the neighbor that called the police? Well, the neighbor is a horrible person, in my view, and the police are idiots, too. Because in a lot of cities, you can't get the cops out for serious crimes. I had a car stolen in Dallas, and they said, we don't come out for cars being stolen. I said, okay, thank you. Hung the phone up, and Dallas cops showed up saying, why'd you hang the phone up? And they walked into the apartment, my girlfriend's apartment. I had a girlfriend in Dallas back from high school. I was going back to visit her. I was like 20 years old. She's a very nice young lady, as you can imagine, drives to Dallas from Austin. And those cops came in. We're like looking around. So believe me, I get it. You call the cops needing help, you get in trouble. But neighbors call cops on boys' lemonade stand. It seemed like a scene out of a Norman Rockwell painting. TJ served cookies and strawberry country time at his lemonade stand with a wave and a smile. Well, that's till the police showed up and told him you got to have a permit to do that. See, they want you trained to be basically political slaves. Here's another one. Man dies after being tased by police in Florida. They increased the power of the tasers the last 3 years. It was already killing hundreds a year. Now more are dying. Why do they taser you for lesser reasons now? Why are the tasers more powerful? The smoke, see, we should look at that. But just hating the police is going to do nothing. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Kelly in Texas, thanks for holding.
God bless you, brother. I'm part of the resistance up here in the panhandle of Texas. And regards to you talking about moving bird team to Canada, I worked in a refinery up here, oil refinery, have for the last 31 years. Before that, I worked at a steel mill in Pueblo, Colorado that shut down due to, as they say, foreign trade, which that's true because they moved all the steel mills overseas. And they're in the process of doing the same thing with refineries.
That's right. They have carbon rules here where we can't make steel, but everybody in India and China can.
Exactly. And they're doing the same thing with our oil refineries. We hadn't built a refinery in this country since the 70s.
That's right.
And China just put one online here about 3 years ago is 1.2 million barrel a day charge, and they are shipping refined gasoline to our east coast and offloading it, which
shut
down one of our new.
It is strategic military shutdown of America. Keep going.
And and I'm telling these young guys I work with that they'll be lucky if they have a job in 15 years if this refinery is still there. Because they are systematically moving everything out of this country just like they did in Wales. There's a deal they did in Wales, and they did away with all the industry in Wales, and now there's three generations of drug addicts there.
And it's all by design. That's how you conquer America. I'm going to come back to you in Overdrive. Don't hang up. Come back to Kelly to finish, then Kevin and others. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Visit GCNLive.com.
It's all by design. It's not we're being outcompeted. We're being shut down by traitors.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listener to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented fact. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, when white thugs drag an old black man to death and get the death penalty, the media comes out and says nothing's been done because they didn't get convicted of a hate law, which would restrict free speech. Well, the death penalty is as much as you can do to somebody. But I've got the statistics from the Justice Department. They don't publicize them. For every racial attack, whites on blacks, there's at least 10 times black racial attacks on whites. Iraq vet was warned Waffle House wasn't safe for whites, gets beaten, needs brain surgery. That's Daily Caller. Up on Infowars.com, white Marine beaten by black mob in Michael Brown revenge attack, and the media won't come out and say that's wrong. The knockout games, all the rest of it. And if you're at a bus terminal and shoot racist attacking you, you know, they try to throw you in jail. There's been famous cases of that. So I don't care if you're black or white or who you are. You're a black guy and 10 white guys or 5 white guys try to kill you, shoot them. They're trying to kill you, assaulting you. If you're a white guy and 6-7 black thugs are trying to kill you, you got a right to defend yourself. Better to be tried by 9 than carried by 6. That's my... Let me tell you, I still can fight. I'm 40 years old. I bet I'm not as mean as I was when I was 20. But if I knew now what I knew then when I was 20, I wouldn't have gotten fights with people that weighed 100 pounds more than me and, you know, ended up kicking their butt at the end of the day, but ended up in the hospital myself. I just pulled a gun out, said, get on out of here. I mean, that's the thing. I'm not fist fighting anybody at 40. I'm going to shoot you if you attack me. It's real simple. And that everybody needs to start packing, folks. That's my view. I'm packing now all the time. Kelly, finish your point about Burger King leaving the U.S. I know that's what this ties into.
Yeah, it's I pack also, by the way, all the time. At any rate, the way they're doing this, our industry and getting away with everything in this country and sipping it overseas, you know, the steel mill is on the backs, they said, of foreign trade. This time they're using EPA regulations for not building oil refineries when them other countries don't have any EPA regulations. But they meet our tailpipe standards here, and who do you think's getting the money for that? Just like it's China funding all the lobbyists to do away with our right to carry. Because if nobody carries here, then we can be available. You know?
It is a takeover plan. Look, you bomb an enemy's infrastructure. They're shutting off the refineries. They won't let them upgrade them. They built a huge one in Corpus Christi, won't let them open it. They're shutting down half our power plants. The country is being shut off. Like in 2001 Space Odyssey, when they're turning off the memory of the HAL 9000, they are turning us off incrementally and admitting it's their plan. God bless you. Kevin in Texas, you're on the air listening on 90.1 FM in Austin.
Yes, Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller. I've been listening to you since the late 90s when you were only in Austin Station. And you've been asking for years to have a Muslim call and condemn these terrorists overseas. Well, I became Muslim on June 30th, 1989, and I condemn any criminal that creates havoc anywhere around the world. But when I hear Larry Elder telling the Muslims to have patience, Alex, would you have patience if your wife was gang raped at Abu Ghraib and the pictures plastered all over the internet? Would you have patience if you were forced to commit sodomy on your son like the Americans did in Iraq? Would you have patience if your whole country was destroyed like in Libya?
Well, I was against all those wars, and I agree with you. I want to just point out our government is funding the radical Muslims to destabilize the world. It's not our government. It's criminal groups that are doing it. I'm out of time. I appreciate your call. Mouse Link, you got 20 seconds on Lois Lerner. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. The thing about anybody who's in IT knows that nothing can be deleted anywhere. You know, if you post something
That's
on
right.
Facebook,
there's mirrors of it. There's copies. It's designed to still be on there. You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
It's backed up. It's backed up. It's a redundant system. You post something on Facebook, it's going to be on there to the apocalypse.
No, Mouse Link. 2 plus 2 equals 5. You're a racist for saying it doesn't.